Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas and syndicated across the United States on a growing list of wonderful AM&FM affiliates, also blasting out on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, simulcast on WWCR, Global World Service Shortwave. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 17th day of February, 2008. We're going to be live for the next 2 hours. I took off Thursday and Friday, because there has been a new addition to my family. Very blessed, and thank God for that and my great wife. And I was going to take off today, but there was just too much news, too much happening. So I'm here live, ladies and gentlemen. Massive escalations, at least on the surface, between the former Eastern Bloc, the United States versus Russia. The U.S. supposedly teamed up with the former Eastern Bloc. Russia denounces the new Kosovo Declaration of Independence. Kosovo members of parliament proclaim independence. Russia says U.S. satellite shot a weapons test. And even the British papers and U.S. papers admit that they're not going to laser beam or particle beam that satellite to keep it from crashing into the earth, that it's a public violation of the different weapons treaties that are out there. Putin says Russia ready to target NATO threats with nuclear weapons. Huge escalations. This makes Khrushchev look tame. Russian bomber buzzes U.S. aircraft carrier twice, headed towards Japanese coast and international waters. Also, nuke threat puts West on notice. We're definitely going to talk about this stack of news today. Also, the Democrats are plotting a 5-year amnesty program through the agencies without even passing a law. More and more, the federal government, run by both parties, they all work for the same globalist interest, just by fiat, use the agencies to carry out new policies, never even passing new laws. So you think 30 million illegal aliens driving down the dollar, bankrupting the hospitals and the government, quote, social safety nets, you think that's bad? Wait till another 30 million are legalized and used as a political tool to vote for gun control, everything else you can imagine. The big reason I came in to do the show live today is because another serotonin reuptake inhibitor, the Prozac class of drugs, another person, I've never seen a case. The guy a few months ago at the shopping mall there in Nebraska and Omaha. A few months before that, the individual in Blacksburg, Virginia, it's always the same. But that's not where it stops. The victim disarmament zones, it's always in a no-gun area where these people know they can have their way with people. Then the media hypes it, causing copycats. And this individual wrote notes about the last shootings. He was wearing a trench coat. He was a devil-worshipping Nazi. It's always the same M.O. He'd just gotten out of the Army. He was going to school to be a cop, and he went off his medication. Now, all of the major serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, by law, 2 years ago, Europe 5 years ago, had to put in their inserts. And if you go to the different Prozac and Luvox and the rest of them's websites, they will it'll admittedly say massively increases suicide, massively increases psychotic breaks, violent actions, psychopathic behavior. Well, it's an oxymoron. Antidepressant? Yeah, but when you have a bad trip, it happens when you're on it, but it also happens when you go off of it, because then it totally whacks you out. And we've done a study. I've looked at some of the studies, but I've made a study of it. A lot of people that do commit suicide in jails and prisons, they get arrested. They go in for DWI or no seatbelt or a fist fight. They go in, and 3 or 4 days later, they're off their Prozac, and they kill themselves. And this just happens over and over. And I know people this has happened to. Totally normal on this stuff. I mean, I guess you could say in some cases it actually helps people. But then they go off of it and they cut their baby's arms off. They drive their car with their three babies in it over the cliff. They shoot their neighbors. This stuff is dangerous. So, but there's no talk of restricting it. Oh, no, 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 no. It's our guns. So that when a nut is on their medication or goes off their medication and comes in to kill you, you can lay there like a bunch of squealing rabbits while they have their way with you. So we'll be breaking that down today as well. And big New World Order news. Every day there's four or five mainstream stories that I happen to see, and I'm not even looking for these, where we see world government openly being discussed. Barack Obama pushes bill that would mandate global taxation. We'll go over that. That's come out in the mainstream news. Also, EU to kill off firework displays as new safety regulations come into force in England, UK Daily Mail. You see, it's not just that your thermostat's going to be remote controlled by the government now being proposed here in the U.S. It's not just that in the EU they're banning outside space heaters. It's not just that they're banning what type of light bulbs you can have in the U.S. and the EU in the name of saving the earth. It's about setting the precedence that they control local governments, that they control you. And so they can tax each and every facet of our lives. Taxation equals control. So they're setting those precedents. Also, British government minister over family planning says sterilize teenage girls. Mainstream news, Daily Mail. You see, it's just eugenics. That's who runs the global system. If you don't know what eugenics is, folks, you better find out quick. Also, Infowars.com reporters with WeAreChange.org and We Are Change Los Angeles got a lengthy interview with Vicente Fox where he admitted that they want to set up world government, where they admitted they're setting up a North American Union. Now, he admitted this on Larry King Live, but briefly. He spent about a minute on it a few months ago. We played it here. He admitted this on a few other national TV shows. In an interview on The Daily Show, he admitted it. But here, at the end of a speech, Luke Radowski and others walk up and start talking to him, and Fox just says, come on over. Let's have a long interview. I mean, I at least have to hand it to him that he didn't scream for security and freak out that he was asked about it. Fox will just be honest and say, yes, we've signed the agreement, and it's being integrated right now. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or WeAreChange.org right now. Just want to commend the We Are Change crew. Getting this big interview with Vicente Fox. Vicente Fox seeks international, North American, and emerging world government. Now, we have the documents, but when we talk about it, the national news says we're insane, doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if we have the SPP documents. Doesn't matter if Judicial Watch sued to get the secret ones 2 years ago. Remember, CNN and Fox, we've played these clips here before on the Sunday show, Sunday edition. We play these clips here where CNN and Fox both say there's not even a North American transportation agreement. There's not even, they say that Ron Paul is insane and believes in an imaginary Trans-Texas corridor. Now, if you live in Texas, 27 million people, you see the big billboards everywhere, and they're taking over existing roads and putting toll roads on it, and the treaty says the money, part of it goes to Mexico to build their roads. And it's all admitted in documents, but they know you're dumb. They know you've been brainwashed. And so they'll just lie to you and say, no, it just doesn't exist. Those billboards put up by the state of Texas don't exist. Vicente Fox admitting all this doesn't exist. Bush getting up a few months ago at the Rose Garden with the German President Merkel and the head of the European Commission, Barroso, and saying that they're already merging the EU with the NAU. But he'll admit it, but then later the media will say it doesn't exist. So, I mean, when the propaganda gets so bad that other mainstream media calls Lou Dobbs insane, they've now done national pieces calling him nuts, saying he talks about imaginary things. Lou Dobbs just has the documents. Listen, I live in Texas. I have quite a few employees. And I remember last year reading in WorldNet Daily and Human Events about how everybody who's got more than five employees in Texas got their North American Union ID number. Well, I guess I didn't have enough employees, but I got more than that. I got like 14, but I guess only 10 in Texas. A few months ago, I got the letter saying, you no longer report to the Texas Workforce Commission. We now report directly to the NAU, and you now file with the North American Hemispheric Government. Doesn't exist, though. It comes to me in the mail, and if I don't report to them through the Workforce Commission, I guess I'll be fined or arrested, but that doesn't exist either. Texas Workforce Commission doesn't exist. Nothing exists. Government only loves you. Everything's wonderful. We're going to cover the gun control when we get back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
1-877-590-5525 across the country, locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Your calls are coming up in the next segment throughout the rest of the transmission. Today, it is the 17th day of February, 2008. Two program notes here. During my weekday show tomorrow, I'm scheduled to have a really big guest. I'm just going to leave it at that. Surprise everybody. You know, we've had Charlie Sheen on the show, Charlton Heston. We've had so many other individuals, Willie Nelson, as of late, talking about 9/11 being an inside job. Big guest tomorrow, that's all I'm going to say. Infowars.com finally went to a Web 2.0 system. in the last month. And so you can comment on all the articles individually. We also have created a InfoWars MySpace type system where you can have your own area on the website, post your own video, audio, other clips, write stories, blogs, whatever you'd like, post photos. That's at InfoWars.com. I just announced that Wednesday, and it's got about 2,600 members, and I only plugged it one time. We got over 1,000 members during that one show. So if you'd like to go there and join and talk to everybody live as this transmission goes on, you're certainly welcome to at InfoWars.com. Okay. Let me go ahead and get into the gun control situation. This nation was born out of the Redcoats, the British imperial government, trying to disarm the 13 colonies. The people revolted, but Lexington and Concord, both events that triggered the war in 1775 that led to Declaration of Independence, July 4, 1776, started when they tried to come and confiscate the guns, the short arms, the long arms, the blunderbuss, all of it. They tried to also confiscate and destroy some of the little small factories that people had, the little blacksmithing shops where they were producing firearms. And that's what started the war. That was the camel's, the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, Chicago and most of Illinois have gun bans. Many other cities have absolute gun bans. They have some of the highest crime rates in the country, just like New York City. Mayor Daley, son of a mob boss, is for open gun bans. This was a victim disarmament zone where the professors, the teachers, the janitors, the students, people that live on campus and homes, it didn't matter, cannot have guns. And they'll slap felonies on you if you have them. Now, have you noticed that almost all these shootings happen in government-controlled areas, public schools, secondary schools? They happen in colleges. They happen in places where people can't fight back. But then, just a few months ago, at that big Colorado church that Tim Haggart used to run, they did happen to have armed off-duty volunteer security guards. And so the guy comes in, shoots and kills one person, shoots him, starts trying to shoot the security people. They kill him. Remember that? So that got shut down. Instead of 15, 20, 30 people dead, individuals were armed, and that stopped. Have you noticed anywhere where you've got a strong Second Amendment, like Texas or Florida or Nevada, that we have less of these shootings, and when they do occur, people go for their handguns, they've gotten their purses, and they stop what's developing? This lies firmly at the feet of the government. A, it's a victim disarmament zone. And the more shootings there are, and the more publicized they are, shootings are actually down. They peaked in about 1989. Mass shootings actually peaked in 89. But there has been, I've seen government studies on this, as much as three times the reporting on them since Columbine on April 21st, 1999, in Littleton, Colorado, suburb of Denver. So since then, they have had at least triple the reporting on them, endless hype, endless fear-mongering, calls for victim disarmament, calls for restricting the bedrock of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. And you notice that they just keep pushing and pushing, and they're always passing more gun control. And then the answer is always more, 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 more. Handgun Control, Inc. and others' admitted strategy is incremental, death by a thousand cuts, as they've said. They want to have abolition of, quote, civilian ownership of firearms. That means us. We have a military form of government. Sarah Brady, on the floor of the House in 87, said that they want a socialist America, and to have that, they've got to disarm us and have gun control. Earlier this year, the biggest gun control act ever passed the House and Senate. Now the Supreme Court is hearing, for the first time in over 80 years, a gun control case. I predict they will rule in favor of gun control, but the media will spin it and claim that it's a pro-gun control ruling. They've been doing that at the appellate court and at the different circuit court levels. They will say, yes, you have a right to own guns unless we restrict by law. Well, that's a restriction on the Second Amendment. But then they spin it. Just like Texas passed a property owner's Bill of Rights in the last legislature, and you go read it, and it says you actually don't have property rights now if the state or a private interest wants to take your land in accordance with New London versus Kelo decision from Connecticut. Go read it. And by the way, my dad owns several big pieces of property, family land, and he's been sent by the state and by some energy companies saying, listen, if you don't take the amount of money we offer you for this or that, or if you don't let us have your land, we'll just go ahead and take it under this new law. So this is, but they tell you in the media, it was, oh, you're getting some new property rights. Well, if we already had absolute property rights, why would we need new ones? Well, I remember back in 2004, they passed the Patient's Bill of Rights. You read the bill. It meant you didn't have health privacy. It meant that all of your data, from prescriptions to hospital stays to doctor's visits, if your doctor takes Medicare or Medicaid, not even if you're taking it, just if they take it, it's all uploaded to the feds. No judge, no jury, no warrant. So, see, they call every – it's a new strategy they've had the last 10 years. Before, they would just lie or spin. Or they would openly announce they were for gun control, and then we'd have a fight with them over it, and we'd win. Now they say, oh, you're winning, you pro-gun people. No, we're losing the Second Amendment right now. It has never been a worse attack, and of the Supreme Court rules coming up in March, as they are predicted to, the, quote, Republican-dominated courts, see, they're not going to save you. If they rule, and you watch, they will, because other federal courts have been ruling, that, oh, you got a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, unless prescribed by law. That's saying, yeah, you can have liberty and freedom unless we say so. Well, if they can take it away, you don't have liberty and freedom, and then at the state and federal and local level, they can restrict. So that's what's happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. So this was a government victim disarmament zone where they wouldn't let you protect yourselves. I mean, because we have these people on Prozac and other drugs that admittedly make them have psychotic breaks and go out and kill people, that's admitted in the drug inserts, right there on the bottle. Because this is happening, that's all the more reason for us to be armed. Then on top of it, it's not just a victim disarmament zone. He wasn't on the, I mean, it's not just that he was on the drugs again. He was. Then it's the media hype and the way they're copycatting and the way they're giving it massive coverage. I just did a Google search this morning for fatalities from car wrecks and found more than 20 stories from just the last 2 days, where over 150 people died. Eight here, four there, six here, three here, two there. Hundreds and hundreds. Eight people. It was seven, now it's eight. Looks like a ninth may die on the when the people are drag racing and the cars collide. Are we going to ban cars now? What about this guy that went in and killed the psychiatrist with a meat cleaver? Are we going to ban meat cleavers? Have a five-day waiting period on meat cleavers? I'm going to finish up on this. Let me get back. And then we're going to go to your phone calls. And coming up, I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into the major escalation between the, quote, U.S. and Russia with Kosovo's Declaration of Independence. We're going to get into the whole world government taxation grid, the election, a lot more. Toll-free number 877-590-5525. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com. GCNLive.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
The powerful corporate interests that are setting up world government want to do that so that no one nation or confederation of nations can stand against them. They want a world dictatorship through central banks to the issuance of currency, credit, liquidity. In 1945, the United States founded the United Nations. People running our government act like they're mad at it and it's liberal and it's out of control, though the U.S., of course, gives more than half of the funds to the U.N. This is all theater. And the United Nations openly in UNIDIR documents from the 60s, 70s, 80s, some of the most memorable in July of 2000 in a summit they had in New York, where international treaties were signed, where they openly stated that the civilian abolition, the abolition of civilian, that's us the people, ownership of even small arms, handguns, rifles, is their goal. And is the United Nations goal and the U.S. goal. So the government's goal is taking your guns. They could care less about a school shooting here or there. They hype the daylights out of it. They create this perception that it's happening all the time, like terrorism. And then their answer is always more gun control on law-abiding citizens. This person had been in and out of mental institutions. How this person ever got into the Army, I have the AP, no one knows. He gets out, and he goes in and kills 15 people, including himself being among the 15. And then when I say copycat, they hype and hype and hype until mentally ill people out there that are on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the Prozac family of drugs, that close to 20% of the American people are now on, every time we see in the news a woman cuts her baby's arms off up in Fort Worth, or a woman drowns her babies in Houston, or a woman in Wisconsin drives her children over a cliff into the water, every time I go, watch, they're going to be on it, or they're going to be just gone off of it, which makes you even go crazier. If you go off of them, you got to go off very slowly. If you're on these, you got to go off over a month or two. I've seen the reports and how doctors say you're supposed to do it, because then you'll actually have like violent LSD-type hallucinations, because the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are in the hallucinogen class. That is in the that's the class that their molecular structure is in. That's the areas of the brain it affects. This is hardcore stuff. And it's designed according to the fluoride molecule. Now, finishing up with this. So now you have these mental cases who think, well, I'm going to commit suicide. How am I supposed to do that? And it introduces it into their minds. I go out, and it's what I'm supposed to do, and it's hyped up. I go out, and I shoot a bunch of people. And also, in almost every case we've seen, they've been avid gamers, obsessed with shoot-em-up video games, which also desensitizes them for instinctive firing. Doom, the video game, was invented by the military. You know, now we're 10 generations into it. These shoot-em-ups, because they found in World War I, only about 5% would shoot somebody up close. World War II, with paper targets popping up, they trained them for about 20% of the time they would shoot somebody they were up close. By Vietnam, it was over 80%. Now they have 95, go look up the numbers, plus percent of our troops, because of video games that the military has them play, and most of them already played them earlier. I played them growing up. We'll shoot somebody up close. We were instinctively didn't want to kill our fellow man even up close. That's why most people can't win a fight, folks, with your fist. Most people won't turn loose all the way and totally, you know, beat the daylights out of somebody. Because if you do, you'll kill somebody. Most people hold back a little. We have that engineered into us. But by simulating killing hundreds of thousands of times, and that's on average, sometimes it's higher, in these shoot-em-up games, it desensitizes you. So they're playing shoot-em-up games. They're on hardcore psychotropic drugs. It's introduced into their head with constant newscasts about mass shootings that that's what you're supposed to do when you go crazy. It gives them the idea. Here's another case. You can go pull the federal numbers on this. Suicide in public schools has gone up several thousand percent. Children as young as 10 routinely hanging themselves now. Why before or taking a bunch of pills? Back in the early 80s, into the early 90s, you never heard of it. Who ever heard of teenage suicide? Who ever heard of adolescent suicide? Who ever heard of 9 and 10-year-olds committing suicide? Now it's up several thousand percent, more than 2,000%. Why? The feds in 1992 started death education through federal curriculum through state funding. And now the schools start telling 8-year-olds about suicide. 8-year-olds never thought about suicide. 8-year-olds never had the class sit up there and talk about, now don't commit suicide when you're depressed. Don't hang yourself. Of course you start talking. Look, I'm all for some, quote, sex education. You know, these are parts of your bodies, this and that. But not when they're 5, 6, 7 years old. Studies in Europe and the U.S. also show you start teaching children graphic stuff about sex when they're young, it makes them have more sex. Why is that? Because you've now taught them about it. I mean, when I was 6 years old, we didn't have sex education. I certainly wasn't thinking about sex. I had no idea about sex till I was like 10, 11 years old. Then I'd be around the 14, 15-year-old kids playing baseball, and they'd be bragging about, you know, all the girlfriends they had, and I'm sure lying. And I remember being about 10, 11, believing, you know, the 12, 13, 14-year-olds, well, gosh, I don't have a girlfriend. I'm not out doing all this. I'm behind the times. See? It's human nature, ladies and gentlemen. Europe, 15 years ago, and there's big news articles out on this, massively increased the amount of anti-cigarette smoking ads, put up huge billboards all over Europe and all over Canada as well, showing people on respirators saying don't smoke. You know what happened when they did that? Buy a pack of cigarettes in Europe. I've done it. I've smoked off and on. I have real problems with it. It's got people. The whole cover of the cigarette pack is a guy on a respirator. Do you know what happened when they did that? Cigarette smoking massively increased. It doubled. Don't believe me? Just type into Google, cigarette smoking doubles in Europe after ad campaign. You start teaching kids about suicide, suicide. You start saying, don't commit suicide. Don't come in with a gun and shoot everybody. Now you've introduced it into their mind. And they've had all these video games, I've seen them in the news, where you kidnap and torture children to get bonus powers, like Dungeon Keeper. They have other games where you rape a prostitute and don't pay her the money and then steal her money, and then you get more money. It's one of those games where you're running over people in a car. I remember seeing it on the news. I mean, that's the type of thing our young people are learning to do. So you have a criminal corporate government that's not free market. You have these global corporations that have banded together to buy off and take control and lobby and take control of governments to set up world government so they can get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution and bypass that. You go look at who funds world government, it's the Fortune 500. They want it. They're the ones pushing it. They want to disarm you as well. I mean, I've got reports right here. I'm sure you've all heard about the case. They finally caught the guy who went in to his, in Maryland, into his psychiatrist office, but he wasn't there, he didn't see him. And so he starts hacking the other psychiatrist in the office next to her up with a meat cleaver. I mean, if I was going to be a psychiatrist working with psychopaths, and admittedly, he'd been in institutions. He was a complete nut. Why wouldn't you have an instant access pistol safe in your drawer? I got one in my home office. I got one in my bedroom. I got one upstairs in my radio booth at my physical office where I do my – I mean, I got one right there, 357 Magnum. If somebody comes in there with a meat cleaver, baby, they're gone real fast. I'm not going to sit there and squeal and get down on the floor and start squealing like a rabbit when a wolf comes up to grab it. I'm sorry. But this woman, and I'm sad for her, got down on her knees and begged and pleaded while this guy took a meat cleaver. Somebody busted into my door. In 2 seconds, man, right underneath the table, boom, door pops open, slides out, handgun, you're dead. And that's only because I got children in my house. Before I had children, those suckers were in the drawer. They weren't even in an instant access pistol safe. Okay? Stop being so afraid of guns. I have seen, quote, liberals. You're not liberals. You're domesticated. When you see a cop in a black ski mask with a submachine gun, oh, you feel safe. Oh, good. But you see a citizen. Listen, here in Texas now, you can't drive around. There's no law against it. But you can't drive around with a rifle in your rack. Notice you don't see that anymore. You know why you don't see it anymore? Because they'll call the cops on you. Every few weeks, I see a report in Austin or around the country where they call SWAT teams out to an apartment complex. And they'll say, we saw a man with a rifle. And 9 times out of 10, it's always during deer season, Colorado, Texas, wherever, the guy's going hunting. I had a carpet cleaner at my house like 10 years ago. Saw a shotgun in a rack in my broadcast studio out of my house. He got ready to call the police on me. He'd seen cop shows that are all based in New York or Chicago where they go, oh, you got an illegal gun. Both fiction and nonfiction. So he thought guns were illegal. He was a chicken neck, domesticated piece of trash. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Your calls, I promise, are straight ahead.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful, and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from
160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, it's scary. I'm going to finish up on the guns, and I promise I'm going to Alex, Scott, Mark, and many others that are holding. It's scary to have people moving into Austin from Los Angeles, moving in from New York City, moving in from where they basically have gun bans, because they form their opinions by watching the sitcoms, the dramas, the cop shows, in all of these different dramas. They pull the guy over, he's got a gun, they go in his house, you got a gun, that's it, you're going to jail. The dumbed-down public that didn't grow up with parents that had guns, didn't grow up shooting, didn't grow up hunting, they think guns are illegal. And you didn't know that carpet cleaners and repair people, no matter what city you live in, are getting money from the police when they turn you in. You got grow lights because your wife likes to grow orchids, or because you're going to have a good friend, his girlfriend lived with him. Back when I was living in an apartment, they got SWAT teamed. And they were straight razors, you know, didn't drink, didn't smoke. And the cops said, oh, we're sorry, after they busted down the door. But the carpet cleaner, again, came in, saw the grow light. She was going to UT to be a botanist. She has her degree now. Didn't matter if it wasn't marijuana plants, just in this Nazi spy country. Oh, we got to call the police. You got grow lamps over the orchids. I remember about 10 years ago, a well-known retired professor from UT, one of the top scientists that studies fish, old lady, 90-something years old, had all these fish tanks. The Austin Police Department goes through all your power bills and knows how many people live in your house. No warrant, no Fourth Amendment. They just spy on everybody. Every major city does this. Now, the reason I raised it is they just now admitted it 2 weeks ago in the paper. Oh, yeah, everything you do is tracked. Everything you do, computers look at. This is the freedom. Unless you're an illegal alien, then you don't need to have an ID, and it's selectively enforced, and you're left alone. So, the point is we're being raped here. We're being controlled. This is a fraud. And we need more guns, not less guns. And we need to get to the point, and there's actually been quite a few college shootings and law firm shootings and other shootings where it was gun-free, but somebody didn't follow the rules, and they just reach right in their bag and shoot the guy. There have been cases in public schools of that, but you got to. We wrote an article for PrisonPlanet.com Saturday. It's up there right now. Psychotropic drugs and gun-free zones, again, a cocktail for a killer. And we gave like 4 or 5 recent examples of where they start shooting people and they only get to kill one or two because people pull their own guns. But the media doesn't hype that. Oh, that story just kind of goes away real fast. We need more guns, not less. There is a global policy to disarm from Canada to Australia to the U.S., and you better fight for your Second Amendment if you want to keep it. All right, I'm going to shut up about that. Let's go to your calls. Who's been holding the longest? Alex in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I was actually calling to discuss a situation that hasn't been discussed on your show lately. I actually heard you discuss it, the chemtrail phenomena. Especially here in California, where I'm from, Vacaville, it's right near Travis Air Force Base here in California. Every day for the past, I want to say 6 months, I've been seeing maybe 3 to 4 trails on the hour. Definitely distorts the air.
How bad
breathing perception.
Yeah, how low are they?
It's definitely not above 10,000 feet.
Yeah, let me comment on that. For those that don't know, ice crystal trails or condensation trails normally didn't form but 10,000 or feet higher, normally during the winter, and they would dissipate in a matter of seconds or minutes. Now, as low as 4,000 feet, huge trails will form that turn into these cloud banks. You can be doing gardening outside, I have, and you'll just see the same trail there 4 hours later, dissipated and turned into a big cloud. And now the government has declassified that, indeed, they are doing atmospheric manipulation. It's even in government textbooks. There are literally hundreds of mainstream newscasts now admitting it but saying it's for your own good. High school textbooks are telling the children that, oh, it's good for you. They're saving the earth. It's a sunscreen. All I know is there are more than 13,000 declassified examples of the U.S. government spraying chemical, biological, radiological, and in some cases killing citizens from Oklahoma to New York. It's in my film Endgame, mainstream news admitting it. So they have done this before. Now, there are kooks in people who think that every trail is a chemtrail, and they're not. But there is a huge program going on, and it's very, very serious. There's a bunch of programs, but more on that has been declassified.
Yes, and one other thing that I would like people to notice is that also recently there is a United States Postal Service stamp collection that I've recently seen come out. It says Cloudscapes, and it has all these chemtrail phenomena. You can see in the sun, in one of the sun pictures, you know, the chem bow around it, and you can see lines and trails in the sky where these formations, like it was artificially brought together by radio frequency, like one.
Well, that's true. I've interviewed the former head of the HART program up in Alaska. And they are doing atmospheric testing with different arrays, energizing it. Look, the government loves you. Just drink your fluoride and take your mercury-filled shots. The media lies and says they've taken the mercury out. It's not true. Just go get a shot and ask to see the insert, and it'll say thimerosal. But just don't, you know, just don't believe the handout either that comes with a bottle. Just trust the government. They love you, sir. Okay. Scott in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, this is I just wanted to comment on a story that was done in Colorado Springs that was done on Channel 13.
The real seat of government, the real capital, Colorado Springs, where NORTHCOM rules our country.
No, that's another good story.
No, but I'm being sarcastic about where you live. Go ahead.
This is shootings prompt Moore to apply for concealed carry permits. And it also has a video with it.
Good. People need to go out. But, again, you shouldn't have to have a permit like Vermont or Arizona. You have a right to carry because of the Second Amendment. So, see, these. Whereas I'm for people going and getting the concealed carries so you don't get arrested when you have the gun out with you, I'm overall against it because it turns a right into a privilege and starts. And that's how it started 50 years ago in New York. You had to get the permit, and then they just stop issuing the permits. Then you can't even own a gun.
Well, most people don't know this, but in the state of Colorado, you can carry a loaded pistol right at your side in your car without any kind of permit. Now, you can't carry it on you without the permit, but you can carry it in your car. Anybody and everybody can carry a gun in
exactly. And most of these signs on buildings and restaurants that say no guns allowed, it has to be, according to the state laws, properly done, listing the code, listing the law a certain size, or it's not the law. But again, those are places saying, come in here and shoot us. Those are places saying, we have victims ready to be killed. The problem is the corrupt insurance companies try to make them do that just to get insurance.
Well, where this story came from is one after the shooting up at Ted Haggard's church.
Yeah, where the lady stopped him from killing 20 people. He only
right.
killed 2. Yeah.
Well, that the story is about how more people are getting concealed permits. And then after this latest shooting, and it's just really escalating here. But it was a really nice quote down at the bottom. I wished, again, it's shootings prompt Moore to apply for concealed carry permits. And it's basically about this news reporter that's now getting her permit.
Oh, yeah.
They did a story on this. It's about 3 years old. It's called Whistling Pines, a gun club that I actually belong to. And she is there getting her permit.
Awesome. And awesome. That's exciting. Send me the story or go post it in the PrisonPlanet.com forum or on the 590KLBJ.com forum. Any of the forums, I scan them all. But post it up there for other listeners. Now, again, if you have a daughter going off to college, or you have a daughter, I mean, why would you not train her, teach her proper use of a firearm? Oh, well, she's a girl. We better not teach her. And I've told this story. My dad has a friend who's a big newspaper editor. He's worked for Time Magazine, a bunch of other publications. I've known him since I was a little kid. But to make a long story short, during college, I didn't have most of my rifles and handguns at my apartment. I had them in a gun safe at my parents' house. And so I was about 18 years old. I'll never forget this. And I went over to my parents one afternoon. I was going to go target shooting back when I had time to do such things. And I walk in their bedrooms by the dining room, and they're in there eating, sitting around after dinner, drinking wine. Why does that matter? One is I'm imaging exactly what happened. That's the reason I tell stories like that. And I'm walking through the house. I've got a rifle and a gun case, and all of a sudden, this nice fellow I've known since I was like 2-3 years old goes with his wife, goes, is that a what I think it is? And literally starts pulling back like an 80-foot cobra with laser beams shooting out of its nose. You would have thought he kind of grabbed the handles of the chair, leaned back, and my dad said, whoa, it's okay. Alex, go put that back and then come in here. So I went and put it back, and I came in, and I said, listen, it's not dangerous, it's not bad. We're properly trained on these. Do you get as scared when you see a cop with a gun? How have you become domesticated like this? And my dad comes back with a 357 Magnum in the case, and he opens it up, and he opens the cylinder up, and the guy's like shaking, going, put it up. No, God, it's going to go off. It's going to kill us. And he said, look, it's, you know, there's the cylinder. No bullets are in it. Listen, you need to get over your fear. It's irrational. He's, oh, my God, please, not my weapon. I mean, they are just jellyfish. That's what a lot of Americans are like that. And so they want your gun. They're ignorant. So watch out. You've got some old revolver in a case in your living room, and a carpet cleaner's there, or a handyman, and he's going to call the cops. He thinks it's illegal. He thinks he just saw a nuclear weapon. He just thinks he saw a meth lab. This is how they're destroying the Second Amendment. We'll be right back with a ton of...
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Hi, I'm Dr.